The following shir has been presented by Dayan Yohannesen David Hul, Dayan for the Beis Avad in Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Avad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for halachic services, consultations, and shilas at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Shabbos Taf Kuf Yud Tes. In this shir we're going to discuss the mitzvah of Seudas Malava Malka, the suda which we eat on Motzi Shabbos. So the Gemara of Shabbos Daf Kuf Yud Tes Amud Beis says, "V'omer Rabbi Chanina, la'olam yisader odom shulchan b'moitzoy Shabbos, af al pisha in etzorech el elik zayis." A person should always be particular to set the table on Motzi Shabbos, even though he doesn't need more than a kezayis of food to eat. Gemara continues, "Chamim b'moitzoy Shabbos melugmo." Hot water is Rashi to bathe in and to drink is beneficial to cure ailments. It's a refuah if you have it on Motzi Shabbos. Haschamo b'motzi Shabbos melugma. Warm bread on Motzi Shabbos is also has a curing effect and cures various ailments. So this is the Gemara story. Rabbi Avol have often made b'afuki shabso igla tilsa. Rabbi Avol would prepare a special food, shecht a calf to eat, have an ochel in a kulaisa. He would eat the kidneys from the calf which he shechted on Motzi Shabbos, lechfeid melava malka. Pigodel Adini Berei, omalei lomo loch lefzuni kulahai. When Adini, his son, grew up, he said to him, "Why do you need to shecht the whole calf to eat the kidney from melava malka? Mishpe kulaisa, mimali shabso, why don't we leave over some of the food from Shabbos?" And he then was his Shabbos Shofkuhu, so he allowed him to do so. Va'osa Aryeh Achle, a lion came and ate it. So Rashi came and ate the calf that they would have shechted from Malava Malka. So now, Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim, Hilchos Shabbos Simon Shin, says, Lo'olam Yisada Obam Shulchanam Lo'otzei Shabbos. And he answered the words, Kadei Nelava Yisra Shabbos, in order to accompany the Shabbos. Is a chayodim in Kral Ches. So we learn above that this Suda is called Suda's Malava Malka because it accompanies the Shabbos, so to speak. And just as when a king comes, one accompanies the king when he comes in the town, when he comes into someone's house, and also accompanies the king when he leaves, so too the Nevush says when Shabbos goes out, one accompanies the Shabbos, so to speak, on the way out. And the way one does so is by making a suda, a meal, a festive meal in honor of the departing Shabbos. And that's the concept of Malava Malka. The Shabbos is compared to a queen, and one accompanies the queen as she leaves by making a suda. For this reason, says the Mush, there's a minhag to sing smiris and say piyutim as part of the Malava, the Shabbos as it goes out. The Tzedol HaDerech, quoted by the Shlaw, gives another reason for this Suda, and says that just like one makes a brach on besomim on Motzi Shabbos, on spices, lahoshiv ha-nefesh, because the Shomer and Yishera leaves one on Motzi Shabbos, and in order to adjust to the loss of the Shomer and Yishera, one breathes in besomim, so too, by setting the table, one makes a bridging of adjustment between the Kedusha of Shabbos to the mundane activities of Chol, of the weekday. And in order not to jump straight from the Kedusha of Shabbos into a weekday situation, one makes a Suda to bridge the gap. And therefore, there's a minute of lighting candles on Motzi Shabbos more than any other night of the week, in order to accompany the Shabbos and to be meishik as a nefesh. The Mishnah Berurah also mentions this, yesh nayin in the harvest the neiris for Motzi Shabbos more than on a regular day. Now, the Chai Adam says that the Suda of Malava Malka is chiyuv gomor, it's an absolute obligation. However, the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Beis writes that although it's a mitzvah to make a Suda Malava Malka, it's not as much of an obligation as the three Sudas that one has on Shabbos. And the point being that if one doesn't have enough food for all four suddas, and has enough for only three, for example, then one should eat one's three suddas on Shabbos and not have Menachem Malka, rather than miss out one of the meals on Shabbos in order to have Menachem Malka. So though it's an important mitzvah, says the Mishnah Berurah, it's not as important as the three meals which one eats on Shabbos. Because the concept of the Suddas Melava Malka is to accompany the Shabbos, so to speak, when she leaves, says in the Mishnah Berurah, it's important to try and make the Suddas Melava Malka as early as possible, as soon as possible, as one can make it after Shabbos has gone out. Because if one starts getting involved in weekday activities, and only afterwards one eats the Suddah, it doesn't really look like one's accompanying the Shabbos, because the Shabbos has already gone out. So ideally, one should try and make the Suddas Melava Malka as soon as possible after Shabbos has gone out. If one's not yet hungry, has no appetite, at least one should try and get too involved in fixed weekday mundane activities before one eats Melava Malka. So one can postpone it for a little, but not to get too involved in weekday activities until one has eaten the Melava Malka. And so the Shari Tshuva quotes the names of the Tari, there are Ari, that the Nishom Yisera, the Nefesh Yisera, doesn't leave completely till after the Suda of Motzi Shabbos. And therefore one should try and avoid doing too much weekday activity before one has eaten the actual Suda of Melava Malka. The Kaf HaChayim, the Simulam with Aleph Os Nun Tes, says that the Melava Malka Suda should be eaten before 4 hours into the night. In other words, in the first third of the night. And the Kaf HaChayim goes so far as to say that someone who don't eat Melava Malka before the first third of the night is over can no longer perform the mitzvah of Suda's Melava Malka. However, the Ben Ish Chayim Parashas Vayetei Os Kaf Zayin says that although it's a mitzvah min hamufcher to eat the Suda before a third of the night has gone past, with the Evet, however, one has until Chatzos to be able to become the mitzvah. Other poskim, however, imply that with the Evet one has the whole night through until the morning in order to eat Menachem Malka. And we can also see this from a story quoted in the Sefer Tosfos Ma'aseh Rav about the Vilna Gaon, who was once ill on Motzi Shabbos. In fact, he was so ill that he vomited and was not able to eat anything. And so he couldn't eat Suddas Melava Malka. So he went to sleep, and after he had slept for a bit and felt a bit better, he asked the people in the household to check whether it was still night or whether morning had arrived. And when they confirmed them it was still night, he instructed them to take some bread and crumble it into crumbs and force feed him the breadcrumbs with a spoon in order to become the mitzvah of Melava Malka. So we see from this story two important things. Number one, we see how important is the mitzvah of Melava Malka, that the Gaon was Moser Nefesh to be able to eat the mitzvah of the Suda of Melava Malka. And number two, we see that b'dieved, if one couldn't eat the meal earlier, one has until the morning still to become the mitzvah of Melava Malka. Interestingly, the Eliyahu Zutta in Siman Shin, Sikon Aleph, writes, Shamati, I've heard that someone who eats a Shalashudas and extends his third meal beyond nightfall, well into the night, then he will not have to eat Melava Malka, because in that case his Suda Shlishis serves for both purposes, the third meal on Shabbos, and also the Suda of Melava Malka. So that's an interesting Nakuda from mentioning the Eliyahu Zutta, which I haven't seen mentioned in other places. What should one eat at the Melava Malka? So the Taz says one should lay the table in the Mechubad Dekamana, and one should do all the other things that one does when one lays the table for a Suda. One's not Mechuyev to cook specially for this meal, so says the Taz, certainly not more than one it needs to eat. The Gaon points out that the implication of the Gemara is that one should wash and eat bread at this Suda, because Gemara juxtaposes the mitzvah of Melava Malka to the chiyuv of the other three Sudas. And we know that the other three Sudas, the mitzvah is lechatchila to wash and eat bread, and therefore by Melava Malka, says the Gaon, it's implied one should do the same. Moshe Avraham says, it also implied from the Gemara that lechatchila one should try and eat meat, as we see from the story of Ravol, that he would definitely eat meat on Motzi Shabbos at Melava Malka, or shall tafshin and other cooked foods if one has. If 1,000 have meat or other cooked food, says the Mil Evron, or alternatively, if one has no appetite to eat a whole Suddah, perhaps because in the summer one has eaten the third meal on Shabbos very late in the day, and therefore when Motzei Shabbos comes around, one's not yet ready to eat another Suddah, says the Mil Evron, one should still try and eat at least Mazoinus, and if one can't do that, or if that's not available, at the very least one should eat fruit to be recounted in the midst of Malav HaMalka. The Maharsha on Shabbos, Taf Kuf Yud Tes, says that it's good to eat something new on Motzei Shabbos, to prepare new food on Motzei Shabbos, and not just to eat leftovers from Shabbos. And that again is implied from the story of Bavart Rabbi Avol, who would always prepare a calf specially to eat on Motzei Shabbos, and wouldn't eat leftovers. And the one time where he listened to his son Avim and ate leftovers from Shabbos, a lion came and ate the calf that he was going to eat anyway. Which implies that the correct practice is actually prepare something on what is Shabbos new and not just eat leftovers from Shabbos. I once heard many years ago from Israel Rosenbaum Shmita, one of the Rosh Yeshivas in the Gates of Yeshiva, that he noted the famous Gemara which says that all the Nezreinos of Shaladim Ksuvim mi Rosh Hashanah Rosh Hashanah. A person's panos is fixed in Shemayim every Rosh Hashanah for the whole year. Apart from certain expenses, such as the source Shabbos Liyomtuf, the source one of the Talmud Torah, in particular, money that one spends, the covered Shabbos and the covered Yomtuf, does not come off the account that one has for Parnassa for the whole year. And therefore, if one spends more money on covered Shabbos and Yomtuf, then one will not lose out overall, because it doesn't come off the cheshbon of one's Parnassa. So Rabbi Israel Rosenbaum asked, what would be with the Suda of Malav HaMalka, on Motzei Shabbos? Is that considered as a Tzara Shabbos and Yomtuf, and doesn't come off your cheshbon of Parnassa, or not? And he said this implied from my Gemara that it's part of its last Shabbos Yomtov, because we see that Rabbi Avohu would always prepare a calf to eat on Motzei Shabbos, and the one time that he didn't, a lion came and ate the calf. So we see that by not spending money on Motzei Shabbos, he didn't save himself from this parnassa for the whole year, which implies that tzoros from the Malav HaMalka are also considered as a tzoros Shabbos Yomtov in this respect. The Eliel Zutta says one should try and prepare the Motzei Shabbos food that one likes, even if it's expensive, something one enjoys eating, one should prepare for Malav HaMalka. What about someone who's fasting on Motzei Shabbos? So the law says that someone who's fasting on Motzei Shabbos, because he's taken upon himself a 24-hour tarnis and he stopped eating before Shabbos goes out, then he should at least prepare the Suda Malav HaMalka for other people, and in that way, be mekana mitzvah malav hamalka. If he's not eating himself, but at least preparing it for others. Furthermore, says the Shlach, if he learns Torah, particularly the ma'amorim and the halachas, which are connected to the Suda of malav hamalka, and if he is on that level, the sodos behind the content of malav hamalka, the learning Torah would take the place of the actual eating the Suda itself. And he says, when we find similar in Shulchan Aruch Yochai, on Erev Pesach, which fell on Shabbos, we wanted to recount the mitzvah of Suda Shlishis, and we know that on Erev Pesach, which falls on Shabbos, after Chatzos, you can't eat Chomet, because it's also to eat Chomet after Chatzos Erev Pesach, and you can't eat Matzah, because you have to eat Matzah at Teoven on the night of Pesach. So Rav Shimon Bar Yochai would be Osik B'Torah, and in that, Limud HaTorah, the same as HaTorah, will take the place of Suda Shlishis. So it says, Bishlo, someone who can't eat on Motzei Shabbos because he's taken a fast upon himself, should at least learn the Torahs of the halachas of Malav HaMalka, and that will take the place of the actual eating of the Suda. The Shaira Tshuva quotes Moshem Maram Zakut, in Tshuva Simon Lamed, that with Mekabel from Nari, that one shouldn't say Vidui on Motzei Shabbos until Chatzos, because there's still Kedushas and Shabbos, even on Motzei Shabbos, until Chatzos. Now, as you mentioned earlier, our Gemara tells us to eat, to drink hot water, and to wash in hot water, according to Rashi, has medical benefits, and it's a refuah for someone who does so. And the Siach Yitzchok in Chuvus in Siman Reish Tzadik Daled gives a suggestion for an explanation why that should be. And he says, we find, for example, that the Chayyolim says that the Gaon would eat matzah made from chodosh on the 18th of Nisan, and it would be makpidafka to eat from chodosh, to indicate that the reason why he didn't eat from chodosh till now is not because he didn't feel like it, but because because he was nizah, because the Torah says they're not allowed to eat chodosh until then. Similarly, some people are makpid to eat chomets on Motzei Pesach to show that till now The reason why we didn't eat chametz for the last 7 or 8 days is not because we don't like chametz. On the contrary, as soon as we can, we eat it. But the reason we held ourselves back was purely because of the mitzvah that the Torah says you're not allowed to eat chametz on Pesach. And similarly, when the Pesach by Nozir says that when he finished his nazirus for Acha Yishtayayim, he says it's not just he's allowed to eat wine, but there's an inyan for the Nozir to drink wine straight after he's finished his nazirus, to indicate that the reason why he hasn't drank wine for the last period of his nazirus is not because he doesn't like wine, but because he has a mitzvah that he's not allowed to drink wine. And as soon as he's allowed to, he drinks wine to show that he really would like to drink wine, and he's only holding himself back because of the issur. Similarly, he says the Tziach Yitzchak, that could be the reason why it's especially beneficial to drink hot water and to wash in hot water on Shabbos, to indicate that the reason you held yourself back on Shabbos from this was not because you don't want it, but because it's also to be mevashal water on Shabbos. But as soon as Shabbos goes out, one is mevashal water to indicate that the reason why one held yourself back till now is only because of the mitzvah. What about women? Are they required to eat Malava Malka as well? Well, the Prima Gola says, Efshish Ein Anoshim Chayavos, the Sons of Rebirth, he first raises the possibility that they're not required in this Son of Malava Malka. However, he says, since the Taz quotes the Shibori Alekhid are saying that the concept of the fourth Sudha is to be Malava the Malka of Shabbos, that would apply to women as well. And therefore, the Chayav women are required in the mitzvah of Malava Malka as well, so says the Machas HaShekel, and under Poskim as well. And in Tosefus Ma'aseh Rav, in Siman Lamed Tes, it brings the story of the Vilna Gaon's wife, who once took upon herself to fast on Moti Shabbos, and she stopped eating already before Shabbos went out, and straight after Shabbos went out, when she had her daughter, she went to sleep. When the Gaon heard about this, he sent a message to tell her that she, even if she fasts for many, many more fasts, she will never be able to make up for the fact that she's missed the Suda of Malava Malka. And immediately the Gaon's wife got out of bed and went and ate Malava Malka. So from here we see two things. First of all, we see that women also mechuyev in the midst of Malava Malka. And secondly, we see that although the Shlom mentions the people who are fasting on Motzei Shabbos can be mekayem the mitzvah in other ways, the Gaon at least did not seem to agree with that, and the Gaon held that one should not fast on Motzei Shabbos because one would have to miss the mitzvah of Malava Malka, and one should not do so. The Vush quotes a Mefish and Bereshis Rabba, which says that a person has one limb, either Echad, Nivra Ba'adam, the Naschoi Shemoi, and it's called Naschoi. The Matei Moshe writes that another name for this Eva, this limb, this organ that a person has, or bone that a person has, is a Luz. And the Levush, according to Medrash, is saying that this bone does not have any benefit from any food that a person eats. Only the food that someone eats, a Malava Malka, on Motzei Shabbos, that provides the sustenance for this particular limb in the body. And the Matei Moshe adds that from this luz the person was created, and when a person dies, this bone does not melt and it doesn't decay, it doesn't burn in fire, it cannot be crushed in a mill, it won't be split with a hammer. It is indestructible, in other words, and from this bone comes Techias HaMeisim when the time comes for the Techias HaMeisim. And this bone uniquely gets all its sustenance from the Suda of Malava Malka. And the Prima Godin in Siman Shin quotes this Medrash and this concept that this limb, this bone, the Luz, gets all its sustenance from Moti Shabbos. And this is a very interesting idea about why the Techias HaMeisim should come from this bone. And he says that the reason why a person dies is because Adam HaRishon ate from the Eitz HaDaas. If not for that, people would live forever. But as the Torah says, the day that he ate from Eitz HaDaas was nigzar of the decree that every human being at some stage will die. Now, as we know, Adam HaRishon ate from the Eitz HaDaas on Erev Shabbos before Shabbos came in. And therefore, every part of his body received some sustenance and some benefit from the Eitz HaDaas. But the only bone which received no benefit from eating Eitz Hadas is the luz bone, because the luz, as the Medrash says, gets all its sustenance only from the food which one eats on the Lava Malka on Motzi Shabbos. So the luz was the only part of Adam HaRishon which derived no benefit from the Achilas and the Eitz Hadas of Erev Shabbos, and therefore the luz was not punished with the klola of L'Ofer Tashuv. And therefore the luz is the bone which receives its sustenance from Motzi Shabbos, had no benefit from the Eitz Hadas, and therefore it doesn't go back to dust, and therefore it doesn't dissolve, and it doesn't is indestructible, and from there will come the Tchias HaMeitim L'Osid Lovan. So we see from this that Malava Balka is a mitzvah, as the Gemara says, according to the Chai Odom, it's a Choyv Gomor, it's a very important mitzvah, and the skula of eating Malava Balka is that a person will be zeicher to Tchias HaMeitim from the loose bone which derives all its benefit from the mitzvah and the suda of Malava Malka.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.